Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
It is 7:09 on a Saturday morning, and our car care show is underway. Dan Burns, Lloyd's Automotive, Grand Avenue of St. Paul, joining us. Dan, I hope you've had a good week.
We have had a good week, Steve. How about you?
Yeah, very good. Here it is, raining again on the weekend. I think this is three in a row. Rain for now. It looks like things are going to dry out a little bit today. A little more rain on Saturday or Sunday, and it looks like it could be a rainy Monday. We'll certainly keep folks up to date on that. But Memorial Day, kind of the kickoff to the summer season, if you will. Summer doesn't officially begin until later in June, but this is the unofficial start to summer, and people are going to be out and about and driving and probably traveling out of town, and there are things people need to do to make sure their vehicle's ready.
You know, we had quite a bit of that this week, Steve, where people dropped their cars off with the intent of getting them checked over and serviced to get ready for their first travel weekend of the season. And it seems to me that things have loosened up enough that people are comfortable now traveling around, going up to their cabins or whatever it is, going to grandmother's house, which is what I'm doing this weekend. But it's, you know, people haven't seen other people for a long time, and they're wanting to get out and about and be sure that their cars are ready. And so we had a lot of that. And we fixed a lot of potential problems that people might have otherwise had if they went out on the road without getting their car checked first.
Yeah, we talk a lot about oil changes and oil change frequency, and a lot of people have been working from home, school from home. They haven't been driving their cars a lot, but they still need to be maintained. When you look over a car before someone goes on a road trip, what are you looking for?
Well, certainly the first thing we do is check all, obviously, the fluids. You can't run a vehicle without fluids. And then we check all of the safety things. You know, the lights, are the lights working? Do the wipers work? Or are we ready for another rainy weekend? And we check all of the steering and suspension components to be sure that they're tight and safe. We look at the brakes. We look at the tires. So, you know, when people think about where they want to take their vehicle for an oil change and what they want to do about service, that's one of the things to bear in mind. What are you getting along with your oil change? And in fact, that's a really good question to ask somebody that's going to do an oil change on your vehicle. Are they going to take a minute and there are a few minutes and go through and do the safety inspections to know that, you know, I don't just want my oil and filter changed. I do need to know that all of the other things are safe and good also.
And, Dan, one of the big things is tires. And it came up in a previous show, I think it was even a week ago, about uneven tire wear and how important it is to inspect tires and rotate those tires.
It is important. Uneven wear is caused by lack of rotation. So if you want your tires to wear evenly and if you want to get the most miles out of your tires, the thing to do is to rotate the tires. And honestly, when people think about tires, they usually think about tires going into the winter. But that's not always true, because poor tires on a significantly road or a wet road can cause some serious steering and handling problems. If the vehicle gets up on top of the water and starts to hydroplane, you lose control, just as the same way that you do it is if you're on ice. And so summer tire wear or summer tire condition is just as important as the winter tire condition.
All right, we're going to open up those phone lines and our text line. The good news is the number is the same, 651-989-9226, 651-989-9226. If you want to call or text our Car Care Show with Dan Burns, it is 714. Could be raining in your neighborhood. We could be even seeing a little heavy rain as it moves through. Looks like that'll all be done here in the Twin Cities area later this morning or early this afternoon. We'll have another update on the weather and our holiday weekend weather coming up here at 7:30. Let's go to the phone lines first. Let's start with Kevin in Wauseka. Kevin, you're on the air. Hello.
Yes, good morning to you, gentlemen. I have an issue with my pickup. It's a 07 Chevy Silverado. The issue is I drove it last Saturday, put on a number of miles, brought it home, parked it. Of course, we had a lot of rain last weekend and a bit of a storm. Went to start it on Monday morning, and it cranked, but absolutely nothing there. It wouldn't start at all. I got a timing light out and checked. I have spark. I checked the fuel pump relay. It seems to be clicking on and off. I'm just curious, what could the situation be?
You've done a couple of the exact things that we would do. If the vehicle had been towed into our facility, we would have pushed it in the bay. We would have checked the vehicle for spark to see if it's getting spark. And then we would hook up a fuel pressure gauge and see if we indeed have the accurate fuel pressure. We would check for a signal at the fuel injectors to see if the fuel injectors are getting a signal. And basically what we're doing is we're looking for a missing ingredient. You know, the vehicle needs a spark, it needs timing, it needs fuel. It needs those things to get started. And when one of them is missing, it causes it to not start. And we need to figure out which one is missing. And I wouldn't be surprised if you put a fuel gauge on your vehicle if you found out that you do not have fuel pressure. That could be that that you've lost fuel pressure and you've got something going on with the fuel pump or with the wiring to the fuel pump or something like that.
All right. Good luck with that, Kevin. Quick break. We have more with Dan Burns on our Car Care Show here on this Saturday morning. Coming up, here's the phone number, 651-989-9226, and you can call or text the program. And, of course, we've got a lot lining up. We've got a 2018 Toyota RAV4. We've got a 98 Geo Tracker on our text line. We'll get to that in a moment here on News Talk 830-WCCO. It is our Car Care Show on the air Saturday mornings between 7 and 7:45. Later on in the hour, Jack Farrell in his weekly wine chat, brought to you by the good folks at Haskell's. That's all coming up. And, of course, the news again at 8 o'clock here on News Talk, 830-WCCO. And our phone number, 651-989-9226, 651-989-9226. If you want to talk to Dan Burns about your car, truck, or van, let's go to the text line. Let's start with a 2018 Toyota RAV4, 40,000 miles on it. Dan, would you recommend a transmission flush and fill with a filter change as preventative maintenance? What are your thoughts on that?
I would absolutely do it if the manufacturer recommends it, and they might. They might recommend it. I would go to your owner's manual. And in the owner's manual, you'll find a maintenance section, and there's actually a chart that you can scroll down and see if any time, you know, between 40 or between 30 and 60,000 miles, they recommend changing the transmission fluid, then I would do it. If they do not recommend doing it, then I would probably not do it. Some transmissions nowadays, in fact, many transmissions nowadays, are filled with what they consider a lifetime fluid. And I trust that if the engineers have figured it out, and if the engineers are not recommending changing the fluid, then I'm fine with operating the vehicle the way they designed that. So see what it says. If the owner's manual calls for changing it, then I think you should do that.
And I would assume at the shop when a vehicle comes in, you just bring it up on the computer and see what the manufacturer recommends for any make or model.
You know, we have so many subscriptions to all sorts of different information around here. It almost gets to be overwhelming. But, yes, there's lots of information out there, and it's very, very important when it comes to fixing a car anymore. When I first started in this business many, many years ago, information was the number one issue that we had trouble with. We just couldn't get the information. And now it's readily available, which has made that part of the job much, much better.
From our text line at 651-989-9226, here with Dan Burns on the Car Care Show. I have a 98 Tracker with 75,000 miles. It's in really good shape. I store it in the winter. Last time I had it in for an oil change they recommended, I replaced the timing belt. Is that normal considering the mileage or the low mileage because of its age? Friend said that I should do the water pump at the same time. What do you think about those repairs? And I know this has come up in the past. We've talked about timing belts and timing chains in Hondas and the repairs, but what about a 98, I believe, Geo Tracker?
Yeah, if the timing belt has not been changed, even though it's not due by mileage, it's way overdue by time. And it's a rubber belt, and rubber has a tendency to deteriorate over time with age, not just with mileage. So I would say that on a 98 Tracker, you're probably long overdue for changing that. With most timing belts nowadays, they sell it to us as a timing belt kit, which includes the timing belt, the water pump, oftentimes the tensioner, and some of the idler pulleys. And that's how we install a timing belt now. We sell the whole kit so that once we're in there, everything that can be causing you trouble down the road will have been replaced with new parts, and you'll be good to go for another good long time, usually up to 100,000 miles before they would recommend changing the timing belt again. But with that many years, you are due, and you should get that done.
And another one from our text line with Dan Burns here on the Car Care Show. Cabin air filters. How often should you change those in a 2016 Honda CR-V? I'm sure that's something in the manual, but what's your thought in general on cabin air filters?
Well, in my own car, I change them often, more often than the manufacturer recommends. The manufacturer probably recommends changing them about every 30,000 miles or every couple of years, but I would never go beyond a year with my own cabin filter because they are what keeps it smelling fresh inside, and I like that. I don't want my cabin filter to get full of debris and organic material and to get stinky, so I like it to be changed. But once again, if you want to do it right by the book, it's certainly on the maintenance schedule, and they'll tell you when to do that.
Yeah, and that is a big deal when it comes to the smell and turning on that air conditioner. That's something we've talked a lot about so far this spring. Cabin air filters, oh, that is a big deal. And that seems to me it's relatively new. When did those start to become standard equipment on most vehicles?
Well, they're new by my standards, but they've actually been around for quite a while. They've been, you know, much longer than 10 years. They've been around, and you know what else, Steve? some of the aftermarket cabin air filters, and actually many of the original equipment ones now, are integrated with charcoal and things like that to deal with the smell. You know, not unlike the furnace filter that you put in your house, you have lots of options. The same thing is true with a cabin filter. And when it comes, for me personally, when it comes to a cabin filter, I want the best I can get, because I just like it that way. I like it to be fresh and clean and pure. And I don't know. I don't think that they do anything, you know, to prevent viruses and things like that. But who knows? Maybe they do. But I still like the best I can get.
Quick break. We'll have more on the Car Care Show. Dan Burns joining us from Lloyd's Automotive on Grand Avenue. If you have a question about your car, truck, van, whatever, feel free to call the program, 651-989-9226, 651-989-9226, or you can send us a text as well here on News Talk, 830-WCCO. Let's go to the phone lines here on our Car Care Show with Dan Burns. Let's bring in Jim and Sandy. Jim, you're on the air.
Okay, good. I got a real rough one for you. I don't know if you're going to be able to solve this problem, but I've got a steering wheel that goes back and forth violently. It's all I got to do is touch the steering wheel, and it starts going back and forth, just very fast, you know. And I had a leaky rack and pinion. So I got to use one, and that didn't look good when I got it home here and was going to install it, because it was awful black, the fluid. So that's what happened, was then it reacted that way. You couldn't even steer the wheel, as you know, when it was running, because it was so much pressure against it. So then I bit the bullet and went and bought a brand new, a rebuilt one. And lo and behold, that's doing the same thing. So what do you suppose is the problem?
It doesn't, whether you're driving down the road or not, it's just sitting there in the driveway. Turn the wheel, it pulses back and forth. Is that correct?
Very fast, yes.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. Well, I wonder if some sort of damage happened to the pump itself. It sounds to me like fluid is getting where it's not supposed to, like there's valves or something that are not working correctly. Pretty much with a power steering system, you've got the rack and you've got the pump. And if you've tried two racks that are doing the same thing, pretty much the only other thing left would be the thing that creates the pressure, and that would be the pump itself. So I think if you were in our shop, we could actually, you know, put a pressure, a hydraulic pressure gauge on that and see what the pressures are actually doing. But you know, if you don't want to do that, then I think the only thing left would be the pump. And if you change that, you'll probably be good to go.
All right, very good. Good luck, Jim. That sounds like a problem. From our text line, a follow-up on manufacturer's recommendations for maintenance. Someone on our text line, dare I say, was a bit skeptical, saying that, well, of course they don't want you to change that transmission fluid. They want these things to wear out so they can sell you another one. Any thoughts on that, Dan?
I don't think so. I think that if a manufacturer does not get people buying a vehicle for a vehicle that's failed. So what they want to have happen is that the vehicle serves you well for a long time, and at the end of that life, there's still some value to it, so that you can trade it in and go and get a new car, and then they can take that vehicle and sell it. So I don't think that they are really in the market or in the business of planned obsolescence, where they want the vehicle to fail. Because if your vehicle fails, you're going to go get a different kind of car. You're not going to be happy with that. So they want to keep it on the road. And so I don't think that's true. And I really do trust that they've engineered the vehicles and they're recommending maintenance to keep it going for you.
Yeah, and there's so much competition out there. I think any vehicle with a bad reputation for reliability, that is exposed, especially in this area of social media. That is for sure.
Magazines make a life of them. I mean, all the auto magazines are all about poor maintenance or you know, vehicles that don't perform well. So that's a big deal.
Yeah, for sure. All right, Dan, we've got to run. Our time goes so quickly on a Saturday morning. How do people reach you at Lloyd's Automotive?
Well, you can find us on the web. We're not open today because of the long holiday weekend. We take the 3-day weekends and give everybody a break. But we'll be back in business next week and next Saturday. But you can find us on the web at LloydsAutomotive.net, L-L-O-Y-D-S, LloydsAutomotive.net. You'll find on the web all the precautions we're taking with the coronavirus to be sure that we can safely handle your car and you. You can come on over. We are at 982 Grand Avenue in St. Paul, right between Lexington and Victoria. Or you can give us a call on Tuesday. We'll be open at 7 at 651-228-1316.
All right, Dan, enjoy the long holiday weekend. Always good to visit with you.
Thanks, Steve.
Yeah, there he is, Dan Burns, Lloyd's Automotive on Grand Avenue in St. Paul with our weekly Car Care Show.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market regular season game on your favorite streaming devices, anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.